interesting notion, talking me home, Lonnie Rose. What did you think of that one second time around, Philippa?
Yes, all right.
Yeah, sort of mellow, you know, relaxing, etc. Something which actually is probably the antithesis of our next young lady who's, as we said last night, force of nature. What was Sarah Chase's line? Fasten your seatbelts, I think. Whom can we be referring to? Who may well be this force of nature whom Rural Media International, Sarah Chase says, fasten your seatbelts. Who could we be referring to?
Oh, I've forgotten the name.
Sarah Gayton.
See, I was going to say Sarah, but I thought it was
Sarah
wrong.
Gayton from Staffordshire. Are you there, Sarah Gayton from Staffordshire?
Hey, good morning, Lincolnshire. How are you?
Splendid. Marvellous. So where, I mean, because you actually had to draw over, as we said to the listener a few moments ago, you had to sort of just pull off the road, etc. Where are we reaching you today?
Well, Farmers on Films on tour, and I'm actually just outside of Bristol, and I'm heading down to Bicton College in Devon to give a talk on Farmers on Film at the annual conference of the Women in Food and Farming Union. So we've got all these ladies from around the country are heading to Devon, and we're going to absolutely be a powerhouse of force down there for women in food and farming.
It sounds almost scary, actually, Sarah, in a strange sort of scenario. So just to remind the listener and Philippa, what is this dream that we're putting together, which gradually, slowly but surely, is manifesting, and hopefully will continue into an event that might be taking place in Hyde Park next year in London, plus a whole range of things to celebrate the best of British food and farming?
That's it. A couple of years ago, I had this mad idea to try and get my yachts into the Olympics. That hasn't happened, but at the same time, I thought, wouldn't it be brilliant to get our farmers on those big screens at the Olympics?
I'll just momentarily say briefly there, when Sarah says she wants to get her OTs into the Olympics, she's not actually using it as a kind of, you know, she's not being rude, it's just OT biscuits. It's important, you know, people ask, what, you know, she's got wonderful OTs, what does she want them to do? Anyway, OT biscuits. Sorry, Sarah, yeah. Carry on.
No, that's it. So I had this sort of this idea just to give the rural areas a massive buzz by those actual farmers that are feeding everybody at the Olympics, because the Olympics have got this food vision and it's all about using red tractor food, British food, at that Games, right? And over the past 2 years, we've managed to somehow take this idea and turn it into reality. Staffordshire University allowed me to work with 120 of their first year students that turned this concept into 21 films. And you know what, Alex? They're absolutely stunning films that show how farmers could be put on those big screens at the Olympics, but also how we could link using the QR code, a quick response code, to a little squared QR code on a packaging. We can use that to link the producer with the consumer at the Olympic Games. So with one zap of your phone, you can link straight back to the farmer. So we are so, so close to getting this into the Olympics now, Alex. You would not believe.
I always believe, Sarah, because I'm that sort of trusting person. Philippa, do you use QR codes when you sort of zap those codes? Because you've seen them around becoming more and more prevalent now. Or do you not have a smartphone?
I don't really use my phone that often.
You see all that goodies that you're actually missing out from that point of view. But never mind, we still need to have content providers. Carry on, Sarah.
Definitely. And, well, do we have some... Absolutely outstanding news a couple of weeks ago. We've actually won a bronze medal at the Podium Awards for down in London. So the concept has now been nationally recognised by the institution set up to recognise all the different universities' excellent work at the Olympic Games. So on the 3rd of May, we've got to go to London and pick the award up, and we're going to be connected to like the International Olympic Committee, the Commonwealth Games Committee, the Paralympic Committee, and lots of other people that are movers and shakers in the sports and media area. So all of a sudden, we've got access to national coverage that we can absolutely show them the concept, show them how valuable it is to our rural areas, and to show how valuable it is to actually promote British food. And you know what? I think we can move people on that 3rd of May. You know, absolutely. We're going to go for it.
Sorry, just the spirit of Siren there, the midweek drive, effectively sort of just saluting you with praise.
And also,
it's early in the morning. You didn't get to bed till 4 o'clock this morning. You were writing essays.
Oh, good girl, Philippa.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
one of the reasons she's becoming one of our ace co-presenters, effectively. Philippa, questions for Sarah, possibly about how can you get involved in this whole project?
Sure, how can I get involved in this project?
Well, what we're doing, we're actually today and tomorrow we're putting in a grant application to the Prince's Trust to see if we can take this concept across the country next year. And we want to work with 5 universities, and we've asked Alex, and hopefully, again, I'm sure Lincolnshire will come on board, and we're trying to get funding to allow what we did at Staffordshire University to be taken over different universities. And what we want is that film then, the little films to be done, and then we can show them at the Party in the Park for Farmers next year at Hyde Park. This is an event in September the 2013. It's going to be massive farmers in Hyde Park with lots and lots of people visiting, and I want the universities to stand up and actually get their students filming farmers, filming the farm accommodation, filming your rural tourism, and let's show those people in London, because, you know, with this state vacation going on, we want to tell them about our stunning farmers and how people can go and live the lifestyle for a week or 2 weeks. So are you up for it, Gailey?
Yeah, sure.
Brilliant.
Exactly, and she's based in Surrey as well. We can connect in all sorts of marvellous ways as well, so we work our way through that. I just think it's fantastic. As you know, Sarah, we've been happy to support this right from the get-go, so to speak, and we'll continue to do so, because it sort of brings a whole range of things together. Are there any times when you think it was a lot easier working in Kosovo when I was actually dealing with a war zone and actually working through that point of view, or is it a case of you use the same sort of techniques in different ways?
Alex, I'm working the same hours we did in Kosovo. And you know what? It's an absolutely motivational drive. The change we got in that country in a short space of time was amazing. And I honestly feel the change we can get within the British public and the industry for food and farming and British produce, we can do it. Because that Olympics is such a special thing coming. And we can change people's attitudes very, very quickly. The other thing, I've taken that work, what I did in Kosovo, and we've actually cooperating now with Kabul University in Afghanistan, and the students there produced a film showing their farmer in the field producing flowers, producing fruit, and that little short video is outstanding for peace, for cooperation, to see a country wanting to go forward into a much more sort of peaceful existence, and also to show the world that they actually have food that they can export for greater economic development. So you know what, this concept is going to be outstanding for Britain, but I think it's, if we do it right and we do it in the right team and the right cooperation, it can absolutely have a massive impact on the world, because there's a massive issue of food security out there, and we have to support our farmers that are willing to work in those fields 24/7. And you know, if it just takes a 3-minute film to do that, to waken people up, let's do it.
And I think is the key point. We're not looking for an epic here. We're looking for 180 seconds of clips and a whole variety of other bits. There'll be sorts of tight, snappy video material, which, again, you can put together and develop. So we will liaise with Philippa. There's the rest of the Midweek Drive team, who I'm sure will be able to lend their skills and support as well. I did mention, on behalf of, again, one of our semi-regular contributors, Lisa McAllister, that she's putting together. She actually has a company out in second year, as well as being a top actress as well. It's called Superjuice. That's S-O-U-P. A Juice, that's superjuice.com. And I think that's something else. It's based in London at present, but I know this is something which, again, in terms of good food and making sure that people do consume their fruit and a whole variety of other things, etc., it's worthwhile maybe thinking about as well. So we'll talk about that too. So the rest of the day presumably has in store for your good self, Sarah, a very long drive.
Definitely. I'm going to have a coffee now and breakfast, yeah. And then I think I've got another couple of hours to go.
So who's been looking after the oaty biscuits? Because, I mean, clearly, you know, the next time you're in the studio, which hopefully will be too far away down the line, you will actually sort of be able to actually provide us with another set of supplies of oaty biscuits.
Oh, I tell you what, I've been up at like 5 in the morning working 10 till night to fit all this in. But you know what? I will get you some oaty biscuits. Well, but we've only got a short space of time now to influence getting this concept into the Olympics, right, Alex? We went down to London with the students from Staffordshire University, a young farmer, and our town crier, right? And we met Jerry Walsh. He is the director of procurement of the whole Olympics, responsible for £1.4 billion worth of funding for the Olympic Games to happen. And you know what? We showed him 14 of the films, and he absolutely loved them. He says they can't specify the caterers to use these QR codes, but he didn't say we couldn't happen. So we're still in negotiations, and I'm trying to say to him, allow the caterers just to use the farmer. No branding, no nothing. The farmer and where he comes from, and let's get those farmers on that big screen and QR coded off, and let's do it. I got a big passion for this will still happen in some shape or form, you know. Mm-hmm. But the clock's ticking. It's getting closer and closer. But
we've got 100 days. You know, what's around 100 days before the whole thing sort of works? It's marvellous. The athletes are beginning to arrive. They'll be sorting things through. Let's say, I think because of the larger concept, Farmers on Film on Tour, which I do like. Farmers on Film on Tour. Very good.
Catchy.
It's like Fofot, basically, to be quite so honest. Fofot. What's that? Yeah, Fofot. Farmers on Film on Tour is going to have a resonation which is going to work, and yes, so we're more than happy to support that and progress it. It's great stuff. I'm tempted to actually go into Rebecca Poole and Follow Your Heart now, and then I got the London Symphony Orchestra with Stanley Black's The Big Country. What do you think we should go for, Philip? I mean, obviously there's Rebecca Poole, I said last night, very much positive, upbeat number, singer-songwriter who's a solid recommended, or would you like that glorious thing to actually help Sarah on her way to the next coffee stop with Big Country and the London Symphony Orchestra? Which one do you want to go for?
Go Rebecca Poole.
You're going to go Rebecca Poole. All right. Oh, yeah. Well, last two questions then. In fact, actually, we'll hold that. Mm. We'll play Rebecca Poole and we'll give you the opportunity to have a listen to this, because I think this could actually be almost a theme for the farm, for Fofot, basically. It could be a Fofot theme. Have a listen to this. It's up to your good self, so no pressure on this one, Sarah. We'll be back with you in about 3 minutes from now.
Thank you.
What do you think, Sarah Gayton? Is that the sort of theme you'd like to have as the authentic sort of line for the Farmers on Film?
I tell you what, Alex, you have me sussed. That was absolutely outstanding. And that's what I've done for the past 2 years. I've had this thing in my heart to say, let's get the best people in Britain promoted, you know. Yeah. Let's do it. And that song, just perfection.
Well, you see, that's why I kind of immediately sprang to mind, and I think what we'll do now is we'll get the things uploaded, etc., and then we'll have a word with Rebecca, who's on the show next week, and hopefully you can talk together, and then you can have your very own quintessential talented singer-songwriter extraordinaire joining the thing as well.
Oh,
yeah, obviously, I can only suggest it, you know, it's up to, but, you know, I think it would work well. I think it would fit marvellously, so there you go. And relax. So, let's go back to those last two questions, please, Philippa Blackmore.
Have you had an interesting conversation with us today?
Absolutely, Philippa. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you. And can we look forward to hearing from you in the near future?
Definitely. Hopefully, from May the 3rd, when we're down at the Olympic... Well, we're next to the Olympic Stadium, right? So we're one step closer to getting the film into the stadium, basically. So let's go for it.
Okay, I see Sarah Gayton. She will return, or as Rihanna would say, in definition of Sarah Gayton, you'd have won.